Hello, this is Linda with English Puzzle Podcast. I'm going to continue with the silent letters that I was working on with you some time ago. And I apologise firstly for having such a delay in making this broadcast today, but seems to have been because I've been just busy with various other things. Anyhow, that's by the by. Now, I also want to say that if you have any questions or would like to contact me, you can do so by email and at the following address. It's Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at EnglishPuzzlePodcast.co.uk. That's EnglishPuzzlePodcast.co.uk. So here we go. And I'm going to start with the silent letter of H. And there are 12 examples in this particular section. And then I will, if I have time, go on to another letter, again with 12 examples. I've got a few more to do, so it may not all be in today's broadcast. So the first one with the silent letter H is, you probably know some of these, and probably all of them, let's hope. Anyhow, let's go through them together. What? W-H-A-T. What? What word is this? What? It's not what, it's what. The next one is when, when, W-H-E-N, when. The next one, all these are question words. Why, why, W-H-Y, why. Another question word, which, doesn't have to be a question word, but it can be. Which, W-H-I-C-H. There is another which, and that's something completely different without the H and with a different spelling. But this one I'm talking about today is which. Which word is this? And then we have another one, weather. Weather. Now, we're not talking about the weather and what it's doing today, whether it's raining or sunny or anything. This is whether or not, whether we should get this together or not. Weather. W-H-E-T-H-E-R. Weather. The next one is ghost, ghost, G-H-O-S-T, ghost. Sometimes people say they see ghosts at night wandering around their house. Is this a ghost or is it not a ghost? The next one is honest. I'm going to be honest with you. There are an awful lot of words that are tricky in the English language. Honest, spelled H-O-N. E-S-T, honest. The next one is hour, hour. And we're talking about the time here, H-O-U-R. How many hours are there in a day? How many hours are there? H-O-U-R, not hour, the pronoun. The next one is while, while, W-H-I-L-E. I'm talking to you while reading some of these words, while. The next one is the colour white, W-H-I-T-E, white. It's white or black, white, okay? And then we have another question word, and also not necessarily a question word, but where is this? W-H-E-R-E, where. Not what you're wearing. That's exactly the same pronunciation and it's spelt differently. We're talking about W-H-E-R-E. Where is this? Where are there so many words? Okay. And the next one we have, the last one in the letter, silent letter H, is rhythm. Rhythm. R-H-Y-T-H-M. So it's the first H that's silent. Rhythm. Rhythm. The rhythm of the song really got me going. It was really catchy. It was a great song. The rhythm. The rhythm. So there's some words that have got the silent letter H in. And today I'm going to do one more letter, which is the silent letter T. T. And I said I'm going to start with the other word of which. And this one has got the silent letter T in. So it's not the silent letter H in which. Sorry if this sounds confusing, but it's witch, W-I-T-C-H. A witch is somebody very nasty and casts bad spells on things. Witches, do they exist or do they not exist? I don't know, don't think so. Witch, W-I-T-C-H. Fasten. I'm going to fasten my buttons today because I need to put my coat on. It's raining. Fasten. And it is a silent T. It's not fasten. That's how it looks. F-A-S-T-E-N. All one word. Fasten. I'm going to fasten the... I'm going to fasten the locks. I'm going to fasten the locks on the door. Castle. A king and his castle. Castle is spelt C-A-S-T-L-E. Castle. Castle is a silent T. Watch. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to watch this. I'm wearing a watch today and I'm going to watch the time. But it's got a silent T right in the middle. W-A-T-C-H. Watch. Watch. You don't say watch. You don't say the T. Watch. It actually is difficult to say anyway. So it's watch. Butcher. Now, we don't have many butchers nowadays, but we used to have lots of butcher shops on the continent and in overseas. You have more butcher shops than we have here. We have some, but not that many, because we buy our meat in a supermarket very often. But if not, we have a specialist shop called a butcher, B-U-T-C-H-E-R, where they sell all kinds of meat. Butcher. Butcher. Scratch. Oh, I'm going to scratch my head. It's itching. I'm going to scratch my head. S-C-R-A-T, silent T, C-H, scratch, scratch. Listen to this. Listen. There are so many words in the English language. Just listen. How many there are. But there's a silent T in listen. Did you know that? L-I-S-T-E-N. Listen. It's not listen. Listen. Listen, listen to me. Listen to me and you'll get it right. Match. Are you watching the football match today? Match. Match. Or can I light a match, please? M-A-T-C-H. Match. Christmas. 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 We don't say Christmas. Christmas. At Christmas time. There'll be lots of things going on, lots of presents and lots of activities. Christmas, with a capital C. C-H-R-I-C-I-S-T-M-A-S. Mortgage. Mortgage. A lot of people have to have a mortgage on buying a new property or a new house, which is a bank loan to cover the house property price. Mortgage, but it's got a silent T again in the middle of the word. M-O-R-T-G-A-G-E. Mortgage. Mortgage. Soften. I need to soften the... bed. I need to soften my pillows because they're too hard. Soften. S-O-F-T, silent T-E-N. Soften. And often, often. There is often a case that we can get this wrong. It is often said incorrectly as often. Often. It's often. Often. O-F-T-E-N. So there's some more letters, more words, sorry, with the silent letter T. And we do have some more to go through. And rather than doing them all today, because it might be quite a lot if you're writing them down, I'm going to read them to you on my next podcast, which hopefully won't be too long, or not as long as this one was. I apologise for that. And again, if you do wish to contact me or ask any questions or have any queries or anything at all, please contact me by email at linda@englishpuzzlepodcast.co.uk. And for today, I would like to say thank you for listening to Linda at English Puzzle Podcast, and I look forward to speaking to you very, very soon. Thank you.